We welcome you back to the long-running Michael Garfield High Tech Texan program heard across the country on iHeartRadio. It is a beautiful Saturday morning here in H-Town, which actually, if you think about this, this is the first full day I'm going to be here this week with a busy travel schedule. I started out at Austin doing the Texas Truck Rodeo with my organization of the Texas Auto Writers Association, where we chose the Truck of Texas, by the way. Congratulations to the Ram 1500 truck for 2019. It really is a nice truck. I got back Tuesday night, and then Wednesday night, I was back at it again. And if you have not followed me anywhere on social media, it seems half of Facebook and Instagram has, because I've heard from you, with one of the cooler things that I have done in a while. And I get to do some cool things. And let me kind of explain what was going on. And without, first, absolutely have to thank the good folks at Shell. Here in Houston, you know, Shell is a very, very large presence. They have been. We love our oil down here in Houston and certainly Texas. And Shell does is so much, not just for the community of Houston, but also in around the world. I cover so many consumer things, and certainly the automobile industry, and I know what lubricants have to do, not only with consumer cars, but also the racing team. Shell is very big into partnerships with racing, including the Penske Group. You know, Penske Racing, Roger Penske et al. And they invited me and one other, how about that, one other media person, to go with them on a trip out to the middle of Gulf of Mexico to see one of the newest parts of Shell's production portfolio. It is called Stones. And Stones, it's the world's deepest production facility. Can I repeat that? It is the world's deepest production facility. It's an oil and gas production system and a subsea infrastructure. And it is about 9,500 feet deep below the water surface. And what it is, it's, and I've been on an oil tanker before, and you know what an oil rig is. This is different. This is an FPSO, as they call it, which is a floating production storage and offloading facility. I say that 10 times quick. In plain English terms, and that's what I do, I'm the analogy guy. It's a retrofitted ship, all right? Don't kid yourself, it is a ship, but it's been retrofitted to not drill, but pump up oil and gas. The gas kind of offloads to another facility about 20 miles away. Not going to concentrate on that. But we got to tour this 2 hours south of New Orleans, where the oil comes up almost 10,000 feet. It is temporarily stored in this FPSO. Then it is offloaded via tankers that connect via this world's biggest hose I've ever seen a few times a week, which is then shipped off to where it's supposed to be. This, the engineering, the technology, and the safety, which I'm going to talk about too, that Shell goes through. It is, I cover technology. I cannot tell you the engineering feat to build something like this. It is a turret system where there is a turret at the front of the ship that is attached to a buoy that goes down with the pipes and the hoses, 9,500 feet down. The turret is stationary. The ship floats around it in a 360-degree circle depending on where the waves go. So the ship is never really tossing and turning. We got to tour everything from the top to bottom. Tons of security clearance. I got to stand 30 feet below the sea level on a turret so I could see the whole production. Oh, by the way, did I mention that a little race car driver, oh, by the way, Dancing with the Stars winner, Elio Castroneves, was there with me? Oh, I didn't need to do that because I saw all your comments on my social media. Team Penske, including the president of the Penske Group, Penske Corporation, Bud Dinker, just a phenomenal, very, very smart gentleman. We had Elio Castroneves, his wife, who is a driver for the Shell partnered the IndyCar in the car relationship, and who has won, by the way, three Indy 500 races. I'll start with this. And here's my big takeaway: one word, safety. I don't think I have ever seen processes, and I'm talking airplane. I fly all the time on airplanes. You know, we see the video and we listen to the flight attendant say, oh, if it comes down and put this around your face, and then are you available to open the emergency exits? Throw that out the window. Nothing happens without almost a 10-point checklist, step by step by step, which Shell does. They have so much processes, so many processes that they go through to make sure everything is totally set. Now, the process that was a little harrowing at some point, but is necessary, happened the day before. This past Thursday, me and the crew, there was about 15 or 16 people, went through something called Tropical Hewitt, H-U-E-T. Helicopter Underwater Escape Training. Now, let me help you out. You really don't want to hear the words helicopter and underwater together, do you? Doesn't matter. What they did in that 9-hour class is that they prepared us, this training, pre-flight, in-flight requirements. Really, it underscores the preparation and safety requirements that really needs to be completed prior to going offshore that we went through. A classroom scenario, so we saw the proper safety utilities and put on the gear, and then we spent the last half of the day in a huge pool in a test facility with a mock-up of a helicopter where we were strapped in, dunked underwater several times, including one several times upside down, just in case of emergency, if a helicopter had to ditch in the water. We were upside down. We were in a 5-point harness. We had to push out the windows of the helicopter and swim to safety. And we've done it. It was, I got my card. I'm a card carrying member for the next 4 years. I can actually go, you know, I'm allowed to go on these, you know, offshore, you know, facilities, which I hope to do again. But it was eye-opening, and it just underscored the safety. We went out there on Friday. We got in the helicopter, and I've been in a helicopter a few times, but to take off with the team in a 16-person helicopter, it's about a 1-hour and 45-minute flight. We circled the facility, the FPSO. We landed on the very, very small helipad. Could not be more safe, more secure. Meet and greet with a lot of the Shell execs who were on board with us. And we got the tour from top to bottom. We met the crew. The crew, just all in sync. I mean, these guys work 24/7. We got to eat. And by the way, I don't think I've had better food at Tony's restaurant over here. It was great food. Couldn't be friendlier, folks. It was really nice because when Elio was walking, you know, he spoke to the team. He spoke to the entire crew about safety and the teamwork. And it really, what it did, it's the, one of the purposes of this is that how they contrast what they do in the lab and in the FPSO and also at the track. And it's teamwork, how to foster culture of teamwork, the importance of single-minded focus on jobs, the procedures and the importance of procedures. And really it's trust. It's trusting the teammates and others around you. Helio spoke to how his pit crew, you know, propelled him to win 3 IndyCar drivers. And I think he talked about it. And I had a lot of one-on-one time with Helio. It really is the most fun. People say, Michael, where'd you get your energy? Let me help you out. I got nothing compared to this dude. We were just talking, the teamwork that actually got him prepared to win the coveted 2008 Dancing with the Stars ball and trophy and so many things, but it was eye opening. And in Shell, I know they have such a big crew, just worldwide of how they drill, how they find oil, and the technology behind it. There were some brilliant people who I know are going to be leading the Shell Corporation, the Shell team for many, many years to come. These are young, smart, you know, tech engineers who've got it going on. And so I got a lot of questions. Why was I doing it? Why was I out there? Was it scared? No. I mean, I do this stuff. Listen, I've floated in zero gravity. I've jumped out of airplanes. I've scuba dived. That's what I do, man. I love racing. I'm a big fan of what Shell does, you know, back from when they did so much for the community with the golf tournament here in Houston, what they do with the Penske Group. And they're a big, big partner with what's going on down at the Jazz Fest every year in New Orleans. They got a big presence. Shell's very big down in the New Orleans, Louisiana area. But it was a blast. So that's what was going on. That's what the trip was about. Over the next, I don't know, we got, an hour and a half left in the show. I'll kind of talk about some of the fun anecdotes that Helio was doing. But he's a cut-up. He's a card. but he's a winner, and Shell is too. So thanks to Shell. Thanks to my buddy Ray Fisher. Ray is in the PR team here in the Houston area. He was the one who I talked to, and he keeps me updated with so many things that's going on with Shell and their partners. The only thing they haven't let me done, I have not, you know, taken a hot lap. I don't know. Maybe I need to check out Indy, Daytona, and everywhere. Yeah, I'll work on it. But thanks to them, and thanks to all the listeners and all of my social media people of, you know, making comments or asking me some questions. But it's neat to see this operation that was just so intense, so succinct, so spot on, and so safe that I got to give them a lot of thanks and love. We continue with the program. Open phone line, 713-212-5950. Certainly, you can go to hightechtexan.com and you check out all my social media and see all the cool pictures. And I'm more than happy to answer any questions as we continue the live Michael Garfield High Tech Texan program here, not only in Houston and Southeast Texas, but around the world on iHeartRadio.